Okay, you've been calling on Mayor Morse to leave office for a long time. So what's your response to today's action in court?
Well, I think this closes a very tumultuous chapter for not only Sean, but for really the entire city. And I think at the end of the day, Sean made the best decision for himself, for his family. And now I think it's just time we all, we all move forward, closing up the end of the year, heading into a new year and a new mayor, a new administration, and, moving on, as they say.
What are your expectations for tonight's emergency meeting of the council?
Well, my expectations for tonight are to swear in the Common Council President, Chris Briggs, although that really is a formality under our charter. He, as we speak now, he is already the acting mayor. He need not be sworn in, but a formality to have that happen, to have the council there, to have the public there for any comments or concerns that any members of the public have or any members of the council have, and hopefully show a united front going forward.
There's going to be a new mayor, obviously, in the new year, Bill Keeler. Is there something that the council or the city has to do in terms of oversight to make sure that, government runs in a more clean fashion going forward after this?
Well, to answer your question, in this kind of, I guess you call it an interregnum period, no, I have full faith in Chris Briggs that he will, lead. I have full faith in the department heads who really have been doing the job, under trying conditions for years. So the work of the city will go on. It has gone on. It is going on. And, come January 1st, we will have a new mayor, and then it will be up to him and his administration and a new common council to guide the city forward.